Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, graduate student in history at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July 19, 1951, the headline of an article in the Barbados Advocate declared, "Merchants complain about low markups." The publication highlighted the plight of city merchants whose bottom line continued to shrink, primarily due to the fixed rate which government had imposed on some commodities. Mr. F.D. Webster, a provision and grocery merchant in Roebuck Street, complained to the Advocate that it had become a matter of urgency for the government to implement the report of the Price Control Committee if the situation was to be rectified. He referred to staples of the Barbadian diet, such as rice and meal, whose costs had increased significantly since the committee's report had been made public 2 years prior. Pertaining to the rice, Mr. Webster indicated, quote, "Our trade was paying $11.04 per bag for this commodity and getting a percent gross profit of 4.17. The price has now gone up to $13.08 per bag, and the percent gross profit has been reduced to 3.55, end quote. The merchant, speaking on behalf of his colleagues as well as shopkeepers, further asserted that the cost of meal, flour, and milk had also increased significantly, resulting in a sharp decrease in their profits. According to the publication, Mr. Webster further cautioned that if the situation was left unattended, there were several repercussions that could occur. He was adamant that, quote, "If nothing is done to alleviate the position, one may be forced to discontinue the handling of unprofitable lines," end quote. This outcome, he stressed, would lead to hardship for the entire community. Another disgruntled merchant suggested that employees in that sector, who were some of the lowest paid workers, were already experiencing the effects of the decline in profits. He admitted that employers were aware that wages of $5.50 per week for women and $8 for men needed to be increased. However, he contended that, quote, "due to the present profits allowed, they dare not do so or else they might have to go out of business," end quote. Mr. D.V. Scott of the Colonnade Stores concurred with this sentiment, stating that clerks were, quote, "the people in the trade who will principally be affected by the government's failure to implement the Price Control Committee's report," end quote. Their employers could not afford to give them salaries consistent with the increasing cost of living. Today, merchants are crying out for relief from the high cost of imported goods due to increased shipping costs, as well as the increase in gas prices worldwide. However, on this day, July 19, 1951, city merchants in Barbados complained about low markups that resulted in the decrease in their profits.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.